pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. It is the first day of April. Glad to have you here at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher. He'll be leaving his post from Wood River, and he'll be heading over to Hastings. We'll have to ask him how that's going to affect his baseball career. That as well. So he'll take over. We had Kevin Kugler scheduled from Westwood One off the top of the broadcast today, but unfortunately, as you know, in Omaha, this new ballpark is taking over the world. And there is a press conference that was scheduled this morning. You may have caught part of it either on the in the World Herald or online that it looks like this is a done deal now. And so Kevin won't be able to join us today. We hope to have him tomorrow on the show, and we're also going to talk a little Storm hockey and the millionth fan promotion that is coming up this week. Later on this week, we're going to catch up with the new volleyball coach at Kearney High, Jason Owens. That's coming up Thursday. Larry Hayes, head baseball coach at Texas Tech, is going to join us as well. And then Bliss Littler, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, is going to join us on Friday as they get ready for the final weekend of their regular season. And speaking of the USHL, one of the head coaches and general managers resigned yesterday, stepped down, retired, whatever you want to call it, Dave Siciliano from Sioux City. He has been with them for 8 years. He's been in the USHL for 15 years, and he will be stepping down at the end of the year, but they will be in contention for the Clark Cup during this playoff run. One other thing we want to mention here, Grand Island Baseball has been postponed. They'll make it up with Norfolk April the 14th. Most of those postponed games get moved to a Wednesday. Grand Island Baseball at Norfolk postponed until April the 14th. Speaking of baseball, we got the season underway yesterday. And most teams, well, half the teams, I guess, if you haven't got it started yesterday, you're going to probably be starting it today. And some weird games yesterday in Major League Baseball.
Some of the biggest names, closing games, not closing games. Kerry Wood, Eric Gagne, not closing, not doing their job on opening day.
Okay. See, I'm refraining from blasting you for the second straight day. I'm just going to do that because it's April, and I'm refraining. Kerry Wood, first time he's been a closer, and Eric Gagne hasn't been good for 3 years. So are you surprised that they both stunk it up yesterday in the same game?
Yes, I am. I'm very surprised. Come out and do that. You're getting paid that kind of money. Do your job. Didn't do their job. It's going to be a long year, and that's one of the roles that Kerry Wood thought you have to step into. Now, the Royals, on the other hand, for somebody that wasn't excited about Major League Baseball,
it's peanut day, butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
I'm excited because we get to hear peanut butter jelly.
Now, there you go, peanut butter jelly.
See, for somebody that wasn't excited for opening day, I had a hell of a lot of text messages and phone calls when exciting things were happening yesterday. For somebody that really could give two craps about Major League Baseball season.
Because I picked the Royals to win yesterday.
You did?
Yes. I have confirmation of that from a variety of sources in case you didn't hear it on the show, but yes, I did. I did. Were you not at lunch yesterday when I also predicted that? Yeah, I thought so. I mean, what? So, they win, Cubs lose, Braves lose. How many two-out home runs can the Braves give up in 2 days? Oh, that's right, two. although they shouldn't have been to extra innings yesterday anyway. But crazy, crazy, crazy stuff in baseball yesterday. And, you know, as usual, you're always going to have some surprises on opening day, and that's what we will continue to refer to it as, opening day, because opening night doesn't count, Japan doesn't count, yesterday was opening day. Royals and Tigers tomorrow, game two, 12:05 right here on ESPN Radio.
Alex Gordon yesterday, people follow him at the plate, got called out twice on strikes that nobody thinks to this day were strikes. I think the umpires maybe struggled a little bit yesterday, especially in that Royals game. All over the place. Both teams, just a monster strike zone. So, what do you do? He got called out the first time, but I think he kept his composure enough. I'm not going to get ran in the first inning. Walks off and says, hey, all right, whatever. Hits a bomb, and then probably the biggest play, obviously, ending the game with a diving play at third base and throwing the guy out in the 11th to end the game and get the Royals victory.
So the Royals get the victory. They're 1-0, and they are atop the American League Central Division. Shall Daddy be picking them? I don't know. We'll find out a little bit later on in the show. So Major League Baseball got started yesterday. Here's another thing. And this, I know this is nitpicking, but you know what? It was embarrassing to watch. You brought up Eric Gagne yesterday. You know what? If you want to wear your pajamas out there, fine. Put on some clothes that fit. Part of, I mean, NFL has a uniform rule. I'm sure every sport has a uniform rule. How can you let Eric Gagne get away with the size 75 pants out there? He looks worse than these 87-pound young ladies in high school that, you know, you get the jerseys. You can still give them number 10, but it's a little too big. Or you can still give them number 1 in volleyball. It's still a little too big. They're always grabbing the shoulders and always yanking on it because they're trying to hit a volleyball, take a shot, but it's just too saggy, too baggy on them, and it's nothing they can do about it. But in baseball, that was just embarrassing. It was embarrassing watching Gagne pitch. It was embarrassing watching him tug at his pants after every pitch and tug at his shoulders after every pitch and adjust his hat after every pitch. There is a policy. Enforce it. It's game one. Enforce it. Take care of it so we don't have to watch it all year long. And, of course, if Gagne pitches like he did yesterday, we won't have to watch it all year long. But it was embarrassing. I was watching the game at that point with Cub fans, with other fans. We all thought it was embarrassing. It was, I mean, Prince Fielder, I guess, whatever. It's kind of the same deal. I know you can't, I mean, it's the pros. You can custom make pants for these people. I mean, that's all there is to it. But Gagne intentionally is wearing stuff that's too big. I mean, they made fun of him on TV. What did he do, lose 20 pounds in the bullpen today? I mean, that was the quote. That was the quote. I mean, it was embarrassing.
Okay, I don't want to nitpick either, and this is totally off the topic of where you're going. The State Fair moving to Grand Island. Is that the lead freaking story on everything you got to hear? Is that big of a deal? Are we going to have to hear about this for the next 18 months? This is getting old already. Everything. The State Fair. Who cares? This is State Fair. Unless you have a sheep that you're going to show, who cares? There's one reason I care about the State Fair Park.
Cotton candy?
No. The horse racing, if it's going to have to leave Lincoln. That's remotely the only reason.
Funnel cakes.
Although I concede funnel cakes are lovely.
No, there's nothing better than the fresh squeezed lemonade and a corn dog.
I think if you put extra powdered sugar in the funnel cake, I'll go with that. But is this that big of a deal? Everywhere you turn around. And we got senators. We got senators. We're working on this deal overtime. You know what I want you to do in Lincoln? Give me a demolition date on Pershing Auditorium. That should be your job number one. Go in that room. Don't come out until that building is on the ground. Don't worry about the State Fair. Boy, if I had a dime for every man hour spent in the State Fair deal, I'd have a bunch of dimes right now. I'd have a hell of a lot of dimes. Let's do something constructive. Oh, God, are we going to have enough barns for the pigs? Is that your focus of the day? Oh, Lord, the rabbit cages. Can we put them on top of one another? Let's have an executive session about this. What? That's what you've got that concerns your day? Figure out when you're going to knock Pershing Auditorium to the ground, build an arena for downtown that Nebraska can play in. Let's worry about something. I mean, if you're going to do something constructive, 18 months away, and that is what we have to worry about. That is what we have to worry about, apparently. And it's got to be the lead story on every newscast, on every newspaper. Who cares?
Fukudomi. Derek, come here.
Yes.
What was that?
What?
Seriously, what was that?
I have no idea.
That's like the biggest April Fool I've seen.
Yeah, he did.
You going to be okay, big fella?
Well, I just, sorry.
That's the best rant I've heard you go on for a couple of weeks.
I guess we make him get in here for two straight days and all hell breaks loose. It's unbelievable.
You need another break for a meeting or two there?
No, I'm good. I'm really good.
1-888-455-ESPN. Got an email here from a Josh who says, don't forget cheese on a stick at the state fair. Cheese on a stick. Stick of cheese.
Can't believe that can be a
you know what
big
I like?
Focus.
Since I can't get stick on a cheese from the state fair today, I can get it from Troutman's. And it's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I got a good one for you today, folks. I got a good one for you today. In fact, today's Troutman Trivia, you will be coming live on the air. We will be doing it on the air for a $25 gift card to Troutman's Trivia. That's coming up. But right now, Daddy's hyperventilating. We're going to take a break, going to talk some horse racing, going to talk some basketball. We're going to update the tournament challenge, all that, and our Major League Baseball picks at the end of the show. Stay with us.
After listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Tired of going to one website for the weather, another for the news, and still another for the scoop from Hollywood? We were too. That's why we built HastingsLink.com. It's your connection to the world in one quick click. And at HastingsLink.com, you'll also find local news like engagements, births, lost and found pets, and more. And you can even post free local classified ads. Try it today. HastingsLink, LINK.com. Your link to Hastings and the world.
This is your ESPN Superstation radio playbook for March 31st through April 6th. The Farm and Ranch Project of Legal Aid of Nebraska, together with the Risk Management Agency of USDA, will be giving a presentation on identity theft and fraud and estate planning. The workshop will be held in Grand Island at the Central Community College on Thursday, April 10th, 2008. The workshop will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There is no charge for the workshop. For additional information and to register, please call the Rural Response Hotline at 1-800-464-0258. Association for Child Abuse Prevention proudly presents ventriloquist Richard Paul, family entertainment event at the Grand Island Senior High Auditorium, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets will be $6 in advance and $8 at the door. Ages 4 and under are free. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Help support our children. Proceeds from the event stay in our community for child abuse prevention activities. Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska 68901. You can also fax to 308-234-6781.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
3-0 Tigers. The pitch. Gordon corks one to right, and he hit that one a ton. It is way out of the ballpark. A two-run home run for Alex, and the Royals are on the board.
After a season-opening extra-inning win against the Detroit Tigers, the Royals are ready for Game 2 here at Wednesday at 12:05. Royals and Tigers right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies throughout the day today with high temperatures around 43 with north winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies. A slight chance of snow showers develops late with a low near 24 degrees. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 32.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. They promise us the weather's going to get nicer. And today, maybe a little bit nicer. You might actually see the sun peek through a little bit. Go out and check out the great, great, brand new golf course at Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Nick, Kurt, and Curtis want you to stop by, chat with them, see the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude, and check out the membership options. It's incredible how affordable it is on one of the up-and-coming courses in all of Nebraska. You can walk or drive 9 or 18 holes if you don't want to go outside yet. They've got the great simulator inside. You can check out all this information online on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo. You'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without carts. That's at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can also vote on the Prairie Hill polls in one question about how you think the Royals season is going to go. But even on early spring bad weather days, challenge any course in the country on the simulator. Clubhouse is stocked with refreshments. They want to see you. Check it out today at Prairie Hills, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Well, Doug, a little bit about my rant was about the state fair and horse racing, moving to Grand Island, how that would affect horse racing in the state of Nebraska. During the break, we made a couple phone calls, and we're pleased to be joined right now by Dave Anderson. Dave, how are you this morning? Dave, are you there?
I think we lost
Dave. We might have lost Dave.
Let's try to rehook him with Dave. But you may have seen his article in the Grand Island Independent on Friday, or the article in the Grand Island Independent on Friday, about why things are going on and what's going on in the horse racing industry. You've got some things going on at different places. You've got the State Fair Park problems going on down there. And, of course, that's one of the big things, Daddy, that if they move the State Fair, then what do you do with State Fair Park?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we want to get Dave Anderson his thoughts. Dave joins us right now. Dave, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're doing great, Dave. How's the horses? You're at home today in Ashland, we understand.
Yeah, we're down here training horses. I've got a 40-acre farm here to Ashland and getting some young horses ready to run in Lincoln.
Dave, talk a little bit about the state fair is a topic we kind of got on, and moving it to Grand Island. How would that affect State Fair Park and the race meet that goes on there?
Well, we're certainly hoping that it doesn't have too much of an impact on horse racing until we have an assurance from the state fair or from the university that we'll be able to race there through 2012, and by that time we'll probably be looking to build another racetrack, something like that.
Where would another racetrack maybe go, Dave? I think a lot of folks, unless they're really ingrained over at Fawner Park right now, probably don't know a whole lot about that kind of talk. Where has been some of the talk about putting a new track out?
Well, and I can't divulge any of that to you guys just yet. I think the whole thing, and our industry is we're kind of bottomed out here in the state right now, and we're looking to push for expanded gambling, which means slot machines at racing enclosures only. In 2010, we're gonna pursue that rather heavily. If we would get slot machines and be able to turn those into racinos as they are around the country, I think our industry will come back and thrive, and the economic impact will be huge to the state once again.
Dave Anderson joining us. He's 8-time leading trainer at Fawner Park. He's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dave, it's interesting because as we talk with some of the folks at Fawner, mainly with the track announcer Steve Anderson from time to time, we get the feeling, and we know that it's been getting better and better at Fawner, but yet it seems to be lagging behind everywhere else, except maybe with the horsemen's coming to be in Omaha. Fawner seems to be flourishing, though.
Fawner's doing well. They're having they tailed off possibly the last couple, 3 years, but this year they're coming back, and the people, the attendance has been great. Their handle is up. They're doing a really, really good job of marketing this year, and it's nice to see people out there and really enjoying the races again.
Dave, what's it going to take to get expanded gambling? I mean, do you have to start petitioning right now and on, or where does that begin?
It begins just as we're talking here right now. It's just getting the word out there of the state of racing the state of racing is in right now. We are going to launch a campaign next year early next year to make people aware of our plight. And I think what Muddy Waters a few years ago when it was on the ballot in terms of the three casinos and then they attached those four amendments, it really clouded things up in people's minds and they didn't know what to do. So, and we just barely got defeated back in 04. So I think now as we come back and try to just have it strictly at racing enclosures, slot machines only, I think our chances are much greater.
Dave, if this does go through, we're probably looking at 2011 at the earliest to get anything going, or at least getting the gambling going. So we've got three and a half, maybe for some folks 4 years. What does the racing industry do to try to keep things stable between now and then?
All we can hope to do is maintain. If we can just keep things status quo, nobody certainly is making a lot of money in the business right now, but we're keeping it as healthy as possible. If we can just maintain for the next 3 or 4 years until we get those things in place, that's our hope right now.
Dave, talk a little bit about your experience in Prairie Meadows and what that's done to the horse racing over there. And that's just one particular track that comes to mind.
Just because that's a neighboring state of ours, Prairie Meadows, the Department of Agriculture over there recently did an impact study on the economics or the trickle-down effect that horse racing, the horse racing industry, has on the state of Iowa. There's $10 million that goes out into purses over at Prairie Meadows in the summer meet that they have over there. They feel that has multiplied the economic impact in that state by 10 to 15 times, meaning that there's 100 to 150 million of economic dollars that goes back into the state via horse racing. I think that same thing could certainly happen here in the state with our rich tradition of horse racing, and we have so many more fans that they have over there. It could be much, much greater right here in this state.
Dave Anderson joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, also a member of the board down there at Harshman's Park in Omaha. Is that continuing to grow, Dave?
Yes, we're certainly holding our own there at Harshman's Park. That is the crutch that has kept this industry alive for the last few years. It's doing well. We do have some concerns. The smoking ban goes into effect next year. That we might. Lose a part of our business, but we're putting some things in place to try to accommodate some smokers outside, that kind of thing. But that concerns us. But no, Horseman's Park is doing real well, and like I say, their dollars are what's been supporting the industry throughout the state for the last 2 or 3 years.
Dave, when you talk about maintaining and staying where you are for the next 2 or 3 years till things can get done, can't Columbus maintain and stay around that long?
Well, we certainly hope so, and we're doing everything possible for Columbus that we can. They are lagging behind the most of the racetracks that are here in the state. I guess that's the million-dollar question: whether we can keep them afloat until we can find out what's going to happen in 2010. I guess that's the million-dollar question.
Okay, before we let you go, Dave, now probably the most important question I'm going to ask all week. I might be going over to Fawner Saturday. You got any hot tips for me?
you got my cell number there. I just called you guys. You're going to have to call me Saturday, and I'll sure let you know then.
All right, Dave. Hey, we sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes. I'm sure we'll be talking again in the near future.
Not a problem. You guys stay in touch.
Thank you. Dave Anderson. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, very obviously the Anderson name, and Dave very involved with horse racing in the state of Nebraska. He's the 8-time leading trainer at Fawner Park, on a couple of boards with thoroughbred racing throughout the state of Nebraska, and very concerned about keeping this industry going. They have their ranch near Ashland. It's just one of the hot topics, as you went off at the top of the show, kind of taking it. To get some facts on that, though, and I guess what all started it, he only gave us a guarantee at State Fair Park through 2012.
Right.
That's That's not very long, and when you're looking, people are going to start pulling out if there's nothing, no more long-term than that. They're not going to be making big-time commitments to something that might not be there in a couple of years.
No, but it sounds like there's other commitments that may have been made. He would not speak to where those are at, and you've got to think that they're probably going to be got to be along a river system somewhere where they think the gambling might go a little bit better, much like it does across the river in Iowa and in Council Bluffs at Bluffs Run and some of the dollars that go in there. It's interesting, though, when you bring up the state of horse racing, Doug, in going over there. Now, I realize it was Rumbles Day at the races last Saturday. I understand that, people. The clubhouse, the turf club were sold out. I've been to Fonda Park on several dozen, I don't know how many times, too damn many, I'll tell you that, but I have been there a lot of times, and I don't know that I've ever saw that many people at Fauner Park as I did last Saturday, and that was
encouraging. Outside of Derby Day.
I don't know that Derby Day, the clubhouse, has ever been sold out. You've always been able to get it. Well, now Steve Anderson maybe could correct me on that, and 1-888-455-3776. But I thought last Saturday's crowd was one of the best I had ever seen at Fauner Park, and that was certainly encouraging. The number of buses that I saw at Fauner Park was certainly encouraging. I would say in upwards of a dozen buses. I had not saw that at Fauner Park in a long, long time.
Absolutely unbelievable. Some of our sources breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show a transition. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Kevin Asher, new boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia, going to join us. But we do have some breaking news. Our sources are telling us that Sean Sutton is out as the men's basketball coach at Oklahoma State. His status had been uncertain if you were following that at all. That's kind of been a big story down in the Daily Oklahoman and all the press clippings down there. We are hearing that Sean Sutton out as the coach at Oklahoma State.
Signature wins this year.
That's a head-scratcher. Well, didn't they beat Texas?
Kansas?
I mean,
the lineage,
they won
though,
the big games and didn't win the Husker game type things.
Of course, Eddie Sutton, the longtime coach there, his son takes over.
He got Frank Solich'd is what he did.
Yes, he did.
Who's going to be the next coach at Oklahoma State? Obviously, they can get anybody they want with T. Boone Pickens' money. They can get anybody they want. Who are they getting?
Tony Bennett, Washington State.
No. And you know why? His style is not what they want at Oklahoma State. That slowdown crap where you score in the 40s, they don't want that at Oklahoma State. That's not the athlete they're trying to recruit.
I'm just throwing out one of the hot names floating around. Shunned Indiana.
Shooting it down.
Shunned Indiana, by the way.
Yeah.
Who's Davidson?
Kelvin Sampson.
No!
Kelvin Sampson.
No.
No?
No.
No? That,
He is gone. He will not be back.
Not the guy from Davidson. They're going to want some young hot shot. That's just Davidson. One run, very good. Yeah, no. Man, who would it be? It's got to be a
big. Well, it's a big-time assistant probably from a big-time program.
No, it will not be an assistant because why would you get rid of Sean Sutton if you were going to get an assistant? He wants a big name. He wants a proven coach. He wants one of the top 20 coaches in the country. Uh-oh. Bob Knight on line three. Bob Knight on line three. We will take a break.
Will Doc Sadler's name be mentioned? Will Doc
Sadler's name be mentioned? No. What? No. Oh, boy. Money would take him away. I think
you're
a check would take
it.
Him. Well, yeah, but I don't think at Oklahoma State. I think, his name thrown out for underneath the radar for Indiana. I would not be surprised about something like that. Doc Sadler, you kidding me? I don't want him to leave at all. I think this is the best hire Nebraska has made. I don't know a better hire Nebraska has made, and I mean years. A better hire than John Cook. A better hire, Mark Manning has to be up there for some of the things he's doing. Better hire than Mike Anderson. And these guys are doing great jobs. John Cook's won a national championship. But he had a national championship program that he took over. I mean, I'm that high. As much as I was down on some of the other coaches that have been hired down there, Doc Sadler from the get-go is the kind of guy that Nebraska wants, and I think he can.
And we want to keep him around.
Exactly. I don't think this is a guy that can last at Nebraska. I don't think anybody can really last at Nebraska more than about 10 years because It's going to dry up, and I don't know that Nebraska will ever be a power in the Big 12 or even in the national scene, let alone the Big 12. It'll be very interesting. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up, plus Kevin Asher going to join us, the new head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia, and our Major League Baseball predictions. All that and more right after this.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap when the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Progressive.com and auto insurance utopia? Well, let's see. Progressive is more than just cascading waterfalls and lush green gardens. It's all your auto insurance wants and needs, like the chance to save hundreds and the fact that we're there for you 24/7 to answer any questions. And they're not answered by magical nymphs, but by licensed agents, which is nice. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's clear this up right now. Changing your own oil is easy. Go to Advance Auto Parts, where Castrol GTX conventional motor oil is on sale for $7.98 a gallon. It's less than $2 a quart. Buy it. The sale ends April 26. Drive home. Slide under your car. Turn a bolt, drain some oil, stick on a filter, put in the plug, pour in the Castrol GTX motor oil, and you just save $4 on it Advance. Done. Slide, turn, drain, plug, pour. Capiche? Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
What's the difference between a Nebraska Lottery Harley-Davidson scratch ticket instant prize and the Harley-Davidson second chance giveaway prize? Nothing. So if you don't win a Harley-Davidson motorcycle instantly but still want one, send in your non-winning Harley-Davidson scratch ticket for a chance to win the Harley-Davidson second chance giveaway bike. See NELottery.com for details. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations is the right choice throughout the area, whether one is at need or prearranging. Steve, Gary, and their professional staff offer the full range of funeral and monument choices. They also offer the most attractive and convenient funeral facility with plenty of paved off-street parking. Prearrange with O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations. Make that call today.
O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations, the tradition of strength and care.
In Kearney and Elm Creek.
Some say gyro and some say gyro. We think you'll simply say it's the best sandwich in the world. Since 1982, Nick's Gyros have earned this reputation among loyal customers because each sandwich is created with fresh pita bread baked daily, embellished with slow-cooked seasoned beef, crisp lettuce, shredded cheddar cheese, onion, and sour cream. Next time you eat out, why not have the best sandwich in the world at Nick's Gyros, where every Tuesday kids 12 and under eat free. Open daily 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday till 10, with convenient parking on the hill at 39th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tri-City Storm anticipating their 1 millionth fan to walk through the doors of the First Year Event Center on Saturday.
I got an idea, Doug. Let's give away some tickets.
You could be the 1 millionth fan, courtesy of the Doug and Daddy Show, the Tri-City Storm. And, folks, they are teaming up with Viero, Nebraska Lottery, Crossroads Ford, First Tier Bank, putting together an exciting prize package for the 1 millionth fan, which includes a Rocky Mountain vacation with Colorado Rockies tickets, a $500 gas card from Crossroads, a Viero phone package, 100 Nebraska Lottery tickets, a pair of Storm hockey tickets for the entire 08-09 season. That's right, those are season tickets next year, and the earned interest on $1 million for one day, courtesy of First Tier Bank. What is that?
Interesting. That's what that is. $1 million.
Anyone with a ticket to the game on Friday is eligible to become the 1 millionth fan. Earlier in the show, we told you that a head coach, Dave Siciliano, stepped down. What coach is he? Which team does he coach at the USHL? Dave Siciliano stepping down from this organization, the USHL, at the end of the year. What team is he coaching? 1-888-455-ESPN. If you're the first correct caller, you will win a family four-pack of tickets to Friday a night, a game. I think that's probably pretty easy. I think we might already have a winner.
Yeah, I think we do have a winner, Douglas.
Already have a winner.
Doug, how long, and I've just been thinking about coaches since we've kind of been on this deal with Sean Sutton.
By the way, it's Sioux City.
Supposedly out at Oklahoma State. You give, how long do you think Keno Davis stays around Drake? Is he a name that's already bannered about after one season as the leader of the Bulldogs?
No.
No.
I mean, you know, you might go, if you're interested in going from Drake to Oregon State, if you want to go to a bigger conference and start at the bottom again, I mean, remember, they were picked to finish ninth in the Missouri Valley Conference this year. They had a great year, a great system, and it clicked. You kind of want to wait and see if that continues. We do have a winner of our Tri-City Storm hockey tickets, Derek.
We do. John from Kearney knew Dave Siciliano in Sioux City. Sioux City coach.
Thanks to John for knowing the answer. 1-888-455-ESPN is always the number you can call to be a winner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, I think a little tougher than usual, coming up. And in just a moment, Kevin Asher is going to join us to talk about taking over the job at Hastings St. Cecilia. Daddy, the NFL announced their four big-time games for the first weekend. We already knew that the Giants were going to take on Washington on Thursday night. Colts host the Bears Sunday night, and then the double Monday night game. Green Bay, in their first game without Brett Favre, supposedly, will host Minnesota. And then the night game, the late game on the West Coast, Oakland will be hosting Denver.
Yeah, we're going to get to see a primetime slot of Lucas Oil Stadium, the $700 million facility. $700 million facility opening up in Indianapolis.
Well, and here's the deal. Mike and Mike are making a big deal about, well, all of a sudden you don't notice the Patriots in any of those games. You know what? The NFL is actually going to make the Patriots play a Sunday afternoon game. Oh, no! Oh! Yeah, and maybe look at who their first week opponent is, too, which I don't even know who their first week opponent is. I don't think that's out yet. But give me a break. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? The Patriots didn't even play half their games on Sunday afternoon last year. It was either Monday night or Sunday night or Thursday evening, the first game of the year. You know, leave the Patriots alone. What does this have to do with Spygate? Because you're not giving them a primetime game in week one. They're the losers of the Super Bowl.
You know, they got the seventh pick overall from San Francisco. They lose their first pick because of Spygate. But they get another one. They should have lost the seventh pick and had the 30th pick.
They'll probably trade up to number one or two.
Just watch them end up with McFadden. Watch them scum out and end up with like McFadden. Somebody that's just an absolute playmaker. And right back to, well, not like they've lost much of a step, but right back to the top where they've been for about the last 6 years.
Well, let's go to the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge because of the short show yesterday. We didn't have a chance to talk about that because of Royals baseball. But B. Anderson is the leader by 10 points. He's all by himself. There's no tie, and he has Kansas over UCLA to win the national championship. He's in for the grand prize here on the Doug and Daddy.
Got all four, I'm assuming, in the final four now.
Oh, yeah, you got to have all four. In fact, the only one he didn't have in the Elite Eight, obviously, was Davidson. And you know what? I thought maybe, I suppose the people that might have picked Davidson to go to the Elite Eight or even to the Final Four, not to the Final Four, but to the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16, probably the same people that took seven or eight other teams. And that's why they did not involve here. Of course, our employee, Mike Will, sitting in second, he will get a congratulatory handshake if he does well. Then you've got Jay Grice, six. Entry 6 is in third place, and as we look at that entry, we see that their national champion is going to be North Carolina. So they could win it if North Carolina advances on over UCLA. There's some people back in the pack there in that 6-7 spot that are looking for Memphis to come through and possibly be a winner in this NCAA tournament. So unlike last year, Daddy, when I think it was John Hlavinko, he had the lead, and he went on and won it. Now, obviously, if Kansas wins it, that'll be the same case this year. But there are other chances. There are chances for people to move up and be the winner. Last year, I think John basically had it wrapped up going into the Final Four, and he definitely had it wrapped up going into the championship.
Well, how many people we got tied at? I mean, how many people we got within 20 points of the leader right now?
Well, you got 11-10 leads it. And then you've got 1090, 1080, 1070, but all these are much higher as far as the next to last round goes. So 20 points isn't that big a deal.
Exactly right, and especially, obviously, you're going to have a winner down the stretch. And the four teams remain. Doug, who's your winner right now? Throw out your bracket.
I still had North Carolina winning it. My sheet of integrity still had North Carolina playing Kansas. And in about any bracket I did fill out, I either had North Carolina or Kansas winning it. You know, I didn't make copies of all of them, and in one pool I'm like sitting in third. And I hope it wasn't UCLA that I picked in that one, because I don't really want them to win. Well, Daddy, he's been a Pendragon, he's been a Buffalo, he's been an Eagle, and now he's going to be a Blue Hawk. And he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the new head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. It is Kevin Asher. And Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Now, you got a radio on in the background, buddy?
I might. Just a minute here.
We'll get him to turn that down and kill the feedback here real quick. But, Kevin, last year you took over. You had a chance, I guess, to take this ball club over. You decided not to. What changed between this year and last year?
Well, Doug, it's mostly due to timing. I mean, last year it was kind of a late opening, and we weren't real sure family-wise where we were going to be and so forth. And I had quite a few things planned here in Wood River for the kids for the summer. And, you know, just a lot of those little things came into the equation as far as, is it time to move, is it time not to move? And I thought we needed to finish some things here. You know, we had a good 3 years, and I just wanted to see where we were going to be at Wood River and so forth. So, you know, mostly it just came down to timing.
Obviously, Kevin, you stayed interested in this position, kind of followed things. They didn't work out with a couple other people during this season. How soon after that was your name back to the top of the list over there?
I really don't know. I was just interested in the job once it became available right after the state tournament, and sitting there watching them through districts and the state tournament, everybody knew that they were a quality ball club last year, and they have some nice returning athletes, and made one phone call right after the state tournament, and from there it really was a lot of rumors, but for 2 weeks or so it just kind of materialized. And you know, the teaching part of it was the biggest thing, was were they going to have a teaching opening and so forth to fit my teaching needs. So I guess that once that became available, it was possible for me to take the job.
Kevin Asher, the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kevin, you take over, obviously, a state championship team. Does that put pressure on anybody going into this situation?
Well, I think if you'd ask any coach around, pressure is kind of an internal thing. With each coach, you have your own expectations of yourself and your team every year, whether it's, hey, we want to really, improve ourselves to get to 5 wins, 10 wins, or teams that are, vying for state championships and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm sure from the outside looking in, there's quite a few people that think, we should definitely be back in Lincoln and vying for a state championship. But, there's a lot of intangibles that come in there, and we've got a heck of an area around here that's going to be producing some quality teams again. And if you look at the district that St. Cecilia has been in, it comes down to, the last couple of years, there's been two teams coming out of this area each time in this district. So, and the top four teams in the state, in the tournament, state tournament this year, they all return a ton of experience. So the pressure's there to produce a quality team. And I think we can get that done. But, as far as me feeling any extra added pressure, not at all.
Kevin, you bring up the rumor mill, and obviously it floats around central Nebraska. Now we get the internet to float things around. Was it any concern of yours over there that there might be too many Chiefs and not enough Indians, and the parents run things? Was that ever a concern of yours?
Not really. I'm kind of familiar with, all schools at all levels. I've, coached in Class A, coached in the smaller C schools, and now kind of the middle-sized C school. And you hear that a little bit about everywhere. Some places are a little more difficult to work in than others, but I know a few of my people that I have a lot of confidence in, administrators around the area and other coaches. And, I think if you get things off on the right foot and, put your foot down on some things, and hopefully you win enough ball games that you can alleviate some of those pains that come with growing and building some trust from the coaching staff, to the parents, through the kids, through the, you know, the administration. And I think we've got a great administration over there, and the coaching staff over there is all on the same page from what I've learned, and I think we just have a great opportunity.
Kevin Asher, the new head boys basketball coach at St. Cecilia, joining us after 4 years at Wood River, where they did some very fine things. Didn't have what the season they wanted this year, but had a lot of young kids. And I guess as I look at young kids, what are you going to do? Not Mike Trader, but have you talked to Coach Trader and Mike Alsman and Brandon Vacek and the guys that ran the program basically this year, and what will their role be next year?
Well, definitely that was one of the first things I asked when I was interviewed, was what is the status of the coaches, because every coach knows you're only as good as your supporting staff and so forth, and those guys did an excellent job last year, and everyone knows about Coach Trader's legacy and what he did with, through the practices and scouting this year and so forth, and he's one of the finest tutors probably in the game in the state of Nebraska, if not, you know, in the United States. So, and then their other supporting cast of Mike Alsman, Vacek, and Rob Kober, were really instrumental in keeping that group together and focused throughout the season. And I really would like to, you know, sit down with those guys, and we're working on it. I've talked to a couple of them personally, and we're going to set up a meeting to try to keep that unity and try to keep some continuity from year to year. And, you know, the program's headed obviously in the right direction. I think it even was under Coach Rosno. So we definitely want to keep things moving in the right direction and keep those guys involved if we can. I know Coach Trader has said that he will probably not be involved this next season, but the other three are still waiting to meet with me and see what we can work out.
Well, stay out of Duncan Field, all right? Kevin, thanks for the time, and congratulations on the new gig.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks
for calling. You bet. Kevin Asher, the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings. St. Cecilia takes over. C1 state champions, lost three kids. One of those was a starter, three seniors. One of those was a starter, and they're expecting, obviously, big things again next year.
I'm just looking forward to having somebody we can call over there and get a hold of. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, we'll take a break. Our Major League Baseball predictions and a chance to win Harlem Globetrotter tickets. Let's do that right now. Let's give away Globetrotter tickets. You want to do that?
Sure. Let's do it.
Derek loves to give stuff away. Daddy, you got anything? You got anything? Did you have something? I thought you said you had something.
I did have something, but I can't be on the spot right now. I don't have something.
You're just crazy. Harlem Globetrotter tickets. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Okay, Daddy.
Yesterday, who had the most hits for the Kansas City Royals?
Who had the most hits for the Kansas City Royals in yesterday's 5-4 win over Detroit? You'll get Harlem Globetrotter tickets. We're right back.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you're the first to show, the last to leave, and the janitors know you by name. Tomorrow's why you went back to school and why you've committed yourself to a 40-minute commute, both ways. Tomorrow's why you want a lint brush and you never find yourself without a breath mint, or at least a stick of gum. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight. Visit HGI.com today.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough and work as hard as I do. I'm comfortable in jeans that fit great and let me be me. I'm comfortable in Wrangler.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough with 14-ounce heavyweight denim and double-stitch seams. Built comfortable with a stone-washed finish and relaxed fit. Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Available at Walmart.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Put on my blue suede shoes. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have a winner for the Harlem Globetrotter tickets. Derek, it was.
Aaron from XL.
Daddy, the answer was.
Three. Mark Ruzalonic with three hits.
We have also got to give away Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, which is next, but we want to tell you that tonight's Nebraska Creighton game postponed until April 23rd, due to cold weather. No Creighton, Nebraska game tonight, due to cold weather. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Derek, we're going live on air.
Let's do it.
1-888-455-ESPN. The University of Nebraska at Kearney has hosted four national championships, two in women's basketball, one in wrestling, one in volleyball. Name all four national champions. For a $25 gift card for Troutman's, if you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible to win the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, where they've got it all. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're taking you live on the air. All four national champs, and you have to tell me the exact name. You can't leave off Tech, State, Union, West, North, South, East. You've got to get them all. And we are ready to go. Let's go to line four. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your answer?
Volleyball, Grand Valley State. The first basketball tournament, Southern Connecticut State. This last basketball tournament, Northern Kentucky. And wrestling is Central Oklahoma.
Jeez.
Doug, that was easy.
I should DQ you. You know that.
I love Troutman. I love Troutman. I want to get me some meat.
Seth and Kearney is the winner. Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
Hold on, because Derek's got to get your information, and he'll talk to you off air here. 1-888-455-ESPN. So congratulations to Seth and Kearney. He got the Troutman's Quality Meats, and we are down to our final segment, Daddy. But before we do, a reminder to get signed up for leagues today at Metal Arc Hills. They've also got great sales going on inside the pro shop to get you ready for the 2008 season. Shirts that were originally $40 to $60, now just $20. Wind shirts and jackets, originally $50, now just $20. They have brand new golf shoes in your size starting at $30 and up. Titleist hats, originally $20, now $5. Some of it's new, some of it's last year's, but it's all high quality gear. Sign up for leagues today at Metal Arc Hills and maybe look like a golfer, even if you're really not. Daddy, Major League Baseball, get after it with your predictions.
Well, we don't have really a lot of time to break things down.
Want a lot of time to break things down. I just want your picks.
Boston, Detroit, Los Angeles Angels, Cleveland Indians. Okay, in the National League. That's a hell of a lot of fun. The Mets, the Dodgers, the Cubs, Arizona. Okay, that's great. Super. That's fun.
Good picks, Daddy.
Good thing I spent a little time, got some people ready to go. Whatever, that's fine. There's my picks. Thanks a lot. We'll put this in the damn folder. Everybody should be happy with that. Gave my picks on right after Tuesday Trauma's Trivia. Super. Wonderful.
Wow, what happened to him last night? Daddy, you have all the time you want. You have all the time you want. All the time you want.
I got all the time I want.
It's April Fool's Day. We're not talking about it tomorrow. We're talking hockey. We're talking Final Four. See, time management. Do we need to get Mrs. Davis on the line?
Time management.
Do we need to get Mrs. Davis on the line?
No.
I would love to hear your predictions, because I still got a couple I got to circle on my sheet. So we got all kinds of time. We got 5 minutes.
Unbelievable. I've got the New York Mets.
3 years, and he still doesn't understand. 3 years.
Between Carlos Beltran, Carlos Delgado, and Mr. Santana added the pitching staff, I think the Mets are the team to beat. The Los Angeles Dodgers in the West, I've got them to beat, basically because they've got Joe Torre now. And from what I learned on SportsCenter last night, Jeff Kent's got a mustache, and that provides him power. Chicago Cubs, I've got them winning. Maybe I'm believing the experts too much. I don't see that division putting up a whole lot of resistance to them. I don't think Milwaukee's very good. I don't think St. Louis is any good. Derek Lee,
the Cubs,
a monster. My wild card team, believe it or not, I've got the Arizona Diamondbacks in one word. Well, actually, it's two words. It's first and last name, Brandon Webb. I think he's remarkable. That's my National League teams.
You know, that very, very close to my picks. I am taking the Mets to win the East, St. Louis to win the Central, because I said I wasn't picking the Cubs, and you can't pick the Cubs, and you're right. It's just, and St. Louis has the most tradition, I guess. You know, I'd like to pick the Reds. I'd like to pick Cincinnati as a dark horse, but I don't know. I'll put a little indication by Cincinnati that was my wimp out. I went with St. Louis. And the Dodgers, I think Joe Torre probably is a pretty decent manager, and he'll show that with the Dodgers. And so I'm going to take the Dodgers in the National League. As far as a wild card, my heart wants to go with Atlanta, but they're already 0-2. I love to see the Cubs at least make the playoffs, but they're not gonna. And everybody's been telling me Arizona out of the West, so I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Arizona as a wild card. American League, Daddy.
You know, Boston's been there. They've done this. They're going to do it again. I like the Red Sox. Their payroll's too big. You got it any time you line up Beckett, Masazaki, Schilling, Lester, Wakefield, and then close it out with Papelbon. That's just a monster, monster pitching staff. In the Central, I mean, I know the Royals knocked them off yesterday, but you go up and down this lineup, especially the pitching staff. Verlander, who the Royals were able to beat yesterday, Bonderman, Robertson, Dontrell Willis. I've got the Detroit Tigers. The Los Angeles Angels are my team in the West.
Wow. And the wild card?
Well, I've of course got the Yankees wrote down because if it gets close to All-Star game time, they're just going to buy the rest of the team that they need. And I've got the Cleveland Indians. Those two teams are I'm basically teeter-tottering on those two.
Well, we only have one difference in the whole giddy-up, because the only difference we had is I stepped out and took St. Louis because I have Boston winning the East, I have the Angels winning the West. I do take Cleveland to win the Central, but then I have Detroit coming in as the wild card. Obviously, these aren't very good because we almost have the identical teams.
Well, Detroit's trying to do the same thing the Yankees have done for a long time, and that's put a bunch of all-star veterans together, and that hasn't worked out real well for the Yankees. We'll see if Jim Leland can manage that group and get them to a World Series.
We want to thank Kevin Asher, the new head boys basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also, longtime trainer Dave Anderson, the eight-time leading trainer at Bonner Park, from his ranch in Ashland, to talk a little bit about the horse racing industry and how the effect of the State Fair is moving, what that will do to State Fair Park. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking with the folks from the Tri-City Storm, and we hope to once again catch up with Kevin Kugler from Westwood One and ESPN at Omaha to talk Final Four.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.